Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right, live from the South Point Casino, it is the Thunder Equa Games, round one. And joining me tonight, I've got a very special co-host tonight. He's going to bring you all the play-by-play action. We're talking about one of the best bullfighters in the business. That's right, both freestyle and protection. He's down competing at the National Finals Rodeo for the bullfighting. And I'm talking about the man from Meteetse, Wyoming. And I'm talking about Dusty Tuckness. So, Dusty, welcome aboard. Welcome to Making Eight, man.
Thanks for bringing me here. It's going to be a great day, a lot of action. We're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir, man. What do you think about today's matchups? I mean, we've got some great bullfighters down here tonight, as well as some of the bulls. I mean, these bulls are ranked. What do you think?
Well, it's going to be a great day. We got, like I said, the bullfighters in the world here. We got former world champions. So, I mean, it's going to be good. You know, on round one, we got Casey and Ross. Round two, we got Desi Bennett, Frank Newsom. Round three, we got Andy Burrell and Kevin Pitt. Round four, we got Mike Matt and Toby Inman. Round five, we got Evan Allard and Lance Fritton. And we're going to end it, world champion, Lacey Munsell and Hunt. So we're, I mean, six great pins, 12 great guys, great bulls, great crowd. We're looking for some good stuff today.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. For a bullfighter now, you know, these guys, this is one of the biggest payouts for bullfighters. Now, I know a guy like yourself that's actually competing over at the Wrangler National Finals, doing the protection cowboy, or the cowboy protection out there, are making a good bit of money doing that. But what do you think about having an opportunity like this for you bullfighters?
Rob Smith, you know, he's been such an asset to the sport of bullfighting in general. And for Rob to be able to bring together the best bullfighters and to bring it in Las Nevada, it does tremendous things. You know, it brings freestyle back into business, and we're highlighting some of the best bullfighters in the world. So this is a big opportunity for not only us as bullfighters, but this is a sport to be able to go and keep going. This is good entertainment. Like I said, we got a great crowd here at the South, you know, in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're about ready to call for the first fight, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, when we get an opportunity, we're going to break down and take a short break, rodeo fans. I want to let you all know that we do have two barrelmen tonight. Both of those guys, we talked about the one in Fort Myers, Florida. We're talking about Rockin' Robbie Hodges. We've also got Dusty Tuckness' father. Timber Tuckness is down here in the barrel. He's going to be one of the men in the cam, and they're looking to put on a great event down here at the South Point Casino and the Thunder Equa Games. We've got a lot of other events in store today. We're not sure if we're going to get everything, but we will cover the bullfighting action brought to you by the Rob Smith Invitational. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We're making eight. We'll be right back.
This is Ross Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equa Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smith Invitational. Be there. 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wasey Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
Who's once a bull-hooking son of a gun? now who keeps a pike? Get out behind chute number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, live from the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Thunder Equa Games. I'm your host, Scott Misick. Joined with me tonight is Dusty Tuckness, sitting up here in the announcer's booth. We're getting ready to kick the show off, and let me tell you, it's going to be a good one. Sitting up here with Dusty, we were just talking, man. He said this is going to be one heck of a good show. One of the biggest payouts for the sport of bullfighting, and this is going to be where these guys are going to really hang it on the line. I mean, this is where the money is at, so these guys are giving it everything they got. So, Dusty, now, what do you think as far as the matchups? Have you had a chance to see some of these bulls, or do you know anything about it, where they're coming from?
Yeah, these bulls are coming from Border Ranch in California. I've seen them a couple times in Salinas, California for the world's largest RCA bullfight. I'm not sure the bulls today. I think they're going to be some younger bulls, so they're going to have a lot of action, going to have a lot of gas. So like I said, these bullfighters aren't really going to have to take the fight to these bulls. The bulls are going to bring them to them. So now it just comes down to, you know, it's that way. I think it's better that way just because it comes more of a fighting competition than a bull competition. So therefore, like I said, these are going to be just bigger bulls. Haven't had a lot of outs, but they're going to be aggressive, and we're going to see some good stuff coming up.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I think that, you know, this whole lineup that they have, and Rob, you know, going through the selection process, taking some of the best bullfighters around the world, you know, and bringing them here for one main competition, one of the biggest payouts, is one of the best things that they could do for the sport of bullfighting. But, you know, while we've got a minute, I want to talk to you a little bit about the deal over at the Wrangler National Finals. Now, last night was round one. And tell me what you thought about how the performance went.
The performance for my first time at the Ringling National Finals, it was just a blessing. I just give the glory to God. God, you know, it was just great to see him just give me the opportunity to be able to their NFR in 2009 was a dream come true, and we got round one down in the books, and it was great. I just felt at home, felt good, comfortable, and ready for round two.
Well, I got to tell you now, I did not have an opportunity to see the whole NFR round one last night, but when I flipped it on, they had the bull fighting on, the bull riding. And, you know, I hear a lot of yelling in the background from this guy that was riding bulls from Wyoming. I look over, and there's Dusty just screaming his tail off, man. Tell us about that with the bull riding last night.
Well, that was Cannon AC. He ended up 89 points and won the go-round last night. That was his first go-round. He's been here. This is his third time to the NFR, and he's my best friend. We grew up together. I love the kid. We just got so many things in common, and we love the rodeo, and we just so tickled for him. I didn't realize how loud I was screaming, but it was a blessing just to be able to be a part of that.
Yes, sir. Sure was. Well, I'll tell you what, man. It was one of the greatest opportunities down here. And rodeo fans, I got to tell you, the getting ready to get these entry fees or getting of the show underway down here. We're getting fired up. We got Ralph Smets down there in the arena saying our prayer right now, breaking things down for us. We're going to let you know what the matchups are when we come back, rodeo fans. We're going to slide down, take another short break. You're listening to the Thunder Echo Games live from the South Point Casino and the Equestrian Arena on Macon8.com.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, live from the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Thunder Equity Games. Joining with me tonight, my co-host, Dusty Tuckness, one of the NFL fighters in the 2009 NFL. We're getting ready to break down. We got the guys down here, they're making the introductions right now. So, what do you think? I mean, who do you think the matchup? Obviously, the 2008 champion, Ross Hill, is going to be down here, the first man out. What do you think about that?
You know, Ross Hill, he's going to be a threat. You know, coming back from winning this event last year, Ross is always solid. But, you know, you look down the list, you know, you got Frank Newsom, Mike Mann, Andy Burrell, Wasted Months. I mean, the list just gets deeper and deeper. So it's just going to be one of the best freestyle bullfights, I think, in the history of freestyle bullfighting. Ross brought these guys together with some of the best bulls. And I grew up with a lot of these guys, and you know what? It's hard for me to pick a favorite or who I want to win because I all want them to do good and beat their bull. The biggest thing I tell everybody is, you know what? You can't control the scoring, so don't worry about that. But what you can control is beating your bull. And if you beat your bull, you've done what you can. So I just control all them to be encouraged and just do their best. And like I really can't pick anybody out right now, but if I'd have to pick a favorite, I'd have to go with my traveling partner, Andy Burrell. I mean, he's solid. He's always tough. He's a daredevil. You never know what he's going to pull out. So, we're looking forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, there's going to be two judges out here, correct?
Yes.
Now, what are they going to be judging? What are they going to be looking for?
The Miles and Doug Downing. What they'll be looking for, they'll be judging half on the bull and half on the bull. So 50 points on one side, 50 points on the other. They'll be looking for on the bull side how the bull is the fight. Bull weekend, is he strong? Does he keep the bull fight? They're going to be judging on how well they control the animal. Are they digging? Shoulder, are they staying close, jumping bulls, doing tricks, working the barrel good, a lot of different things can set in that form. So if they can just stay in control and their bulls stay looking with them, we're going to have a great bullfight today.
If the bull starts to kind of die down a little bit, he's kind of tired out in the arena, and the bullfighter jumps out and starts him back up again, kind of gets him riled up, is he going to get scored higher for that?
You know, it depends on the situation. If your bull kind of weakens and you got an aggressive bullfighter, jump that back to him, bells into his shoulder, so it makes that bull more aggressive again. One, the bullfighter will score higher than your bull because it's more aggressive. And keeping that bull moving, that helps the judges going when they go to mark down the score. It gets them a better feeling about putting a higher score down because the bull and the bullfighter for 40 to 77 with nothing being aggressive.
Okay, good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to get this Star Wars show on the way, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, this is one exciting matchup. Now, we've been calling bull riding down here for quite some time. They're right now announcing Rockin' Robbie Hodges and Timber Tuckness. They are the barrel men tonight. And let me tell you guys, this is a big show. Wish everybody could be down here in Las Vegas. One of the wishes. Family back home, tune in on MakingA.com. We send our love. We know we're going to be back here before too long. We've got some broadcasting live tomorrow night down in Port Charlotte, Florida. So we will be back, rodeo fans, hauling off the rodeos down there in Florida. But, I got to tell you, we had a pretty impressive show. Now, they had some of the mounted shooting competitions on earlier. Now, they had a little they had a deal where they brought out Ross Hill and Lance Breton, and they had kind of a competition down there. What do you think about that matchup? Now, Lance is a great shot from what I saw. I'll tell you what, Ross Hill is competitive, man, and that guy was getting it done to do a little stoning off at the same time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, it just goes to show the kind of guys that we got here. You know, not only do we fight those, we like the time. The fans into it, a little extra activity like that, you know, just shows what kind of group of guys are going to be here tonight. You know, we're not afraid to go the extra step and put on a show.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they certainly did it. And Ross Hill, I mean, he put on one heck of a show. He was twirling pistols out there, shot every one of them but one. They had six balloons set up, and they had to take a shot. So we're getting ready to break things out, rodeo fans. We're going to break down, take one more short break. When we come back, we're going to get into some bullfighting action from the Thun Equa Games at the South Point Casino on Making8.com.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
About it, Dusty.
Well, after just seeing a bullfight like that, an 82-point bullfight, the kind of guy Ross Hill is, Ross Hill holds nose bars. He's going to go 110% every time he nods his head. And this kid right here is just very classy, really smooth. He's fun to watch. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to explain everything he does because he can't even explain all this. But he should look like an art. This is going to be, I'm going to shoot for a I'm going to shoot 87 points.
87 points. All right, Dusty putting his money on Ross with the 87. So we're going to see what he's made of right there. But trying to get the bull out of the arena right now. Ross Hill sitting here in the arena trying to get his mind on his business right now. He's going to get around. With the bell, do they get any extra points off that? Can they, I mean, depending on how much they work, if they work the bell a lot more, will they get more points for that, Dusty?
Yeah, no, it depends on your judge, and also, you know, it depends how you work the barrel, you know, and you got to take care of your barrel, man. Like Casey on that deal, he sold his bullfight after the bull hit the barrel. All he did was gain some points. Let your barrel man get stranded out and laying on his side where he could, in the situation where it could hurt him, then you're going to get docked for it.
Okay. So they can't hurt you at the same time. Now, Rodeo fans, looks like they're still having trouble getting this bull out of the arena. They got a whole herd of them out there trying to chase them around. Ross Hill's going to be our next man up. Casey Cragen was our first one out. Like I said, got kind of worked over just a little bit there in the back corner, but really had a good show, scored an 82 points. So that's going to do a job for him now. You're going to see all 12 bullfighters down here today. And they're going to turn around and bring six back next week. And they're going to go in a heads-up match, and then they're bringing three in for our final round. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're going to take the top six guys out of each round from this weekend to next weekend. They'll pack it up again. Three pins of two. The top three out of those will advance to the big money round.
Okay. And that's where the big payouts are going to be, Rodeo fans. Let me tell you, every one of these guys are going to give it 110%. They're looking to really make this matchup. I mean, these guys, you know, they haven't seen this kind of money for a bullfighting challenge before, so that's why they're really putting it out there to get the money. They want these nice vehicles, things like that, to get up and down to these rodeos. I was talking to Ross Hill now. Of course, he's got the Cadillac with the bull horns on it and everything. That guy's ready to go. Well, looks like they're clearing the bulls out of the arena now. We're getting ready to go down with Ross Hill.
Thing right here, now Ross has to sit there and watch this, think about it. The best thing you got can do in that situation is just be calm. Know that he's here because he's one of the top bullfighters in the world. Right here, we're fixing to watch the show. Ross Hill is going to put one on.
All right, here we go. 2008 world champion bullfighter. He's up defending his title, getting the crowd pumped up. Here we go, rodeo fans. Dusty, let's see what we got.
All right, right now, they're just the bull ready so Ross can call for him. And I'm not sure how Ross is going to start this bull, but it's going to be good. All right, here we go. All right, he calls for him. He's wanting him now. Here we go. Oh, a good sifter there. Another clean one. There you go. Staying tight to that shoulder. Bull kind of left him. There you go. Nice back fake. That's what Ross is noted for, is his back fake. He's got a good little
nice
hand, throwing some good fake, squaring back up. Ross is really dressed up good. Well, got a little deep there. He's kind of getting lined out. He's getting back in the corner. There he does. He did a good job there, working out of the corner. Squared up, hit him with the fake. Got a nice round out of him. Now he's going to sell it on the barrel, it looks like. He's going to work the barrel a little bit. Timber Tuckness is in the barrel right now. There's his 40-second whistle right now. He's just got to look for a good high sell point so he can gain the extra points he needs to win this round. Hangs the hat on the horn, sells it. Good bullfight.
There we go. There you have it. Ross Hill, 2008 world champ. Go see if it's going to be good enough.
I said 87. I'm going to go with
83. 83? 83 and a half. All right, 83 and a half. Dusty, take the score around a little bit. But I'll tell you what, he had some nice steps. Now he's getting the fans pumped up. And I don't know, if it's anything like bull riding, you know, these guys pumping the fans up might help the judges a point or two in there. What do you think?
The two judges we got, Miles Hare and Doug Frazzani, a little crowd pleaser, that's not going to change what's down on paper because they're old school guys and they look at the bullfight. But like Ross did, he saluted to the crowd. That's the reason why we're here for these fans, to put on a show. They come to see, and it's nothing against selling your bullfight back to the crowd after you did your bullfight. Ross is good.
But it ain't the judge's first rodeo either, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, he worked that barrel over pretty good that way. It was pretty impressive to watch. Yeah, we were talking. 90 points.
Don't know where that comes from. I know Doug Zani and Miles Hare know what they're looking at. You know, he did. He had found one. He fought a lot better than Casey did. 20 points, I think. I don't know, but good job for Ross.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, that will probably put him back in the top six. Ross, he did some corners, you know. I mean, he was real close to the bull. He was making his turns and pulling that bull around him, and he kept the bull right there with him for most of the whole bill.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that could have been what got him those points,
yeah.
But 90-point ride, 90.5, Ross Hill. Tell you what, he definitely is got a smile on his face right there now. Not sure who our next bullfighter is going to be down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We're still trying to get this bull in.
Now, are they going to be doing two, two, and two? Is that how they're breaking this out?
That's how the pins are set up. There's two and a pin, and the high score in the round in that pin. Advances to next Saturday.
Okay. So, matchup was between Casey and Ross Hill. And because of that 90-point ride, obviously, or between that 90.5, that Ross is going to be coming back.
Yeah, Ross is advancing to the semifinals, and, you know, Casey's a great hand, got a bright future ahead of him. It just didn't work out for him here. Maybe he's going to go home and look at some stuff that he can work on and look forward to next year.
All right, right on. I'll tell you what, it's going to do it for the first two rounds there, for the first two bullfighters that we had down here. And I got to tell you, rodeo fans, it's quite the matchup. This is pretty exciting. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We're going to take another short break while we have a chance. Oh, I stand corrected. We're going to jump right down here to match.
We got Jesse Tennant coming up. This kid right here, I think he's a phenomenal athlete. He knows what it takes to be dedicated, to get physical fit here. This kid's young. He's been to a couple bullfights and been really good. I invited him to my bullfight. He did great. He won it. He's fixing to put on a show, I believe, right here. This kid's got a lot of talent. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
We got a fast bull coming out of the box right there. Get out of there, Jesse. Oh. Got a little flip. This bull is really hot and aggressive. Scare him, none. This kid's tough, and he wants it. That just made him mad right there.
Well,
he needs to
swim
back
in.
Up and hit him with a good fake. He threw his fake a little too early there. Square back up. And I think this bull's older, smarter bull. He's not no rookie to this game. He knows that Jesse's trying to set him up for something. Tennant's got to just calm down, try to break to his shoulder, and be aggressive and dig deep. He's getting lined
out
there. He got away with the lucky one right there. Jesse right here, 40 seconds. He needs to just buy a sell that he can, sell, do something like that. He's just kind of dominating him right now. Throw a little fake on the barrel. Now he's going to try to work this barrel. He let that barrel kind of get away from him. Sold his fight. Not the fight that he wanted. You know, like I said, this kid is an athlete. He doesn't have a lot of bullfights underneath him. Like I said, you know, you win some, you lose some, and he's going to go back to the drawing board and look at this one, see what he can do better next time.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a tough luck for him there. He had a really fast bull, you know. I mean, that bull was out quick, and he just didn't have the speed to stay in front of him. And I'll tell you what, you lose your footing at all out there, and that bull's going to own you.
You know, the dip like right out of the box, you said. That bull coming out really fast and flat. He kind of set him up in the lead where he could break him down right away. Got into his shoulder and just kept gassing. And once you get hooked like that, sometimes it'll just scramble your mind. So, you know, then it throws you off guard. And then he was kind of looking like the whole fight. He was trying to play catch up the whole time. So he'll go back to the drawing board and figure out what he can do better next time.
70 points for Jesse now. I don't know who he's going up against here. But, you know, I mean, there's always that chance where something may happen with the fight.
Yep.
So we, you know, he's got a chance. 70 points for Jesse is going to do it for him, but
yeah.
Definitely not the score he was looking for, but he's looking to rebound, and I'm sure he'll go back to the drawing board to make up for it. Put on some good shows this year, but yeah, it's a tough job for him. It's, you know, it's a tough 70 seconds for these bullfighters out there, too. I mean, it will wear you down in a heartbeat, especially when you have a bull that fast.
Exactly. The guy that's Jesse Tennant. It's probably one of the biggest names in professional rodeo and PBR and freestyle bullfighting to this day. I'm talking about Fearless Frank Newsom. Frank is a veteran, been runner-up to the world title in the back of the old Wrangler Tour days. This guy's tough. He comes from Oklahoma. He kind of got raised up around Rex Dunn with the Coyote Hill fight bulls. This guy knows how to work bulls, knows how to fight bulls, and he knows the game. Just broke out his freestyle cleats for this big event that Rob invited him to. So I'm looking for big coming right here because Frank is just a phenomenal guy. He's a guy that I've looked up to and still look up to as a bullfighter today.
Well, Frank Newsom, I'll tell you what, we just saw him on the PBR, the PBR finals over here in Las Vegas weeks ago. And I'll tell you what, we had the opportunity to talk with Rob Smith earlier, and he said, you know, Frank Newsom, when he heard about this challenge, he said, you know what, if it's going to be the biggest, that's where I want to be. If it's going to be the biggest payout, the biggest show, that's where he wants to be. So, yeah, you're right. He pulled out his freestyle cleats, really put on a good show down here. We're getting ready to see him here momentarily, rodeo fans. I'll let y'all know, definitely want to remind you that we will be back in Port Charlotte, Florida on Saturday night. Getting ready to catch a plane tonight, work our way back on down, and you will see us live on Making8.com covering the SSBR. So I'll just remind you about that. I want to let y'all know that we are sponsored for this Vegas trip by B-Bar B Buck and Bull. So if you have a website, come check it out at BBarBBuckandBulls.com. All right, got the Bull through the arena now. They're trying to get him out.
Yeah, we just about had a little wreck in the back fence here. The split gate guy wasn't quite sure which way he wanted to be on the gate. By the time the Fighting Bull got in there, he thought he was going to get hooked, and luckily gate in time and to take a man and save himself.
Good job there.
You never know what you're going to expect in a fight. That's what makes the entertainment factor, or entertainment factor so high, is it's unpredictable.
That's right. We think they got a couple calves out there who's trying to get out of the arena now.
Our clown Robbie Hodges out there kind of throwing a little comedy.
I'll tell you what, that little calf came back out after.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's part of the reason why my dad, Jim Chuck, Robbie Hodges is out here, not only for the protection of the fighters inside of the arena and the barrel, but you know, to time like this, it's a little dead time, the Bulls aren't trying to work with us, so they entertain the crowd, you know, and just keep everybody, you know, pumped and enjoying their time here.
Tell you what, we just had Rock and Robbie Hodges down there at Fort Myers just 2 weeks ago, and I, you know, you talk about entertaining the crowd. He certainly did a good job. Now, we hear a lot about the other guy that's sitting in the barrel right now. You might know him, man. We're talking about Timber Tutness.
Exactly.
What do you think about that guy?
He's done this for years, and here we go with Fearless Frank Newsom.
Right, here we go.
This is going to be good watching. Watch this.
There's
nice step out nice there. He's got a hot little boy right here, man. Frank's looking good, stepping to the shoulder. The thing with Frank, he's slow, makes that bull work. Man, Frank's putting on a bullfight right here. He's working, beautiful. Got to the barrel, laid the barrel down, working on the barrel. This Frank is just handling this bull. Frank owns this bull. This bull doesn't know what to do. Frank, you'll square back up. Oh, got lined out a little bit. That's all right. Frank, you're going to get right back up in his face. That's nothing that Frank's never seen before. This is good right here. This bull kind of left him here in the corner. Frank's going to be calm, square back up with this bull. When this bull breaks to him, he's going to throw him with a hard fake. Back in position, this bull. Sell his bull fight. There you go. Gets a good round. Nice little reverse. Sells the crowd. Good bull fight. Very nice.
Yeah, that was. That was a great job by Frank Newsom. I'll tell you what, that was really impressive to watch. Really did earn that bull from the get-go, man. When he spun him around that barrel, that was a big sign. I look to see a pretty big score here, probably up around a 90 or 91
right
point.
Right now, in my mind right now, since that bull is a little hotter than Ross's and the action that Frank did with the bull, I would have to put him over Ross. We'll let the judges work it out. That's why I'm on the mic, and they got the pencil and paper.
Wow. Tell you
seven
what,
is what they now.
7 points is what they're going to Newsom now. I got to tell you, from that performance, you know, really did have control and own that bull from the go. But you know, the judges, they're their own, and they're definitely human. They're going to judge on what they see. They may see something down there where we aren't, you know. And,
yeah, exactly.
And, I may give them an opportunity there. But tell you what, that was one heck of a show from Newsom.
Cool thing about that fight right there is Frank Newsom. No newcomer to the game. He's been fighting bulls still this day. He has a freestyle bullfight for probably 3 or 4 years. I believe it was maybe 04 was the last one that he fought. And for him to come back and put on a show like that just shows the show, the love that he has for the sport, and what kind of guy he is, and that he's very dedicated.
And I got to tell you, when he came across the arena there and he kind of got worked up, kind of, the bull was kind of a step ahead of him, got him down on the ground, turned around. That bull fly out, turned around, and looked Frank right in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, the bullfighter, what does that do for a guy like Frank?
You know, what that does right there, it shows that he's not a rookie to this game. You know, you've seen him, you know, the difference between Jesse Tennant and Frank right there. When Jesse got knocked around, Jesse kind of got scrambled a little bit and was kind of confused on what he needed to do next. Frank Dennett, he got bumped, knocked down. He stayed calm. That's what you got to do in a situation like that. Be calm. When you do square back up, you're on the same page where you can go back and beat that bull. You got a little wreck going on here. Our pickup man roped the fighting bull, and the fighting bull is wanting to beat him right now. So this could be interesting getting this bull out. We made it work, though.
Yes, they did. Good job for those pickup men out there, but Frank Newsom coming out there. He's going to take over with Jesse. That match up there, he comes out with a score of 87. Jesse only able to score 70. So, you know, that's going to put Frank Newsom back there in next weekend. So we look to see him in the second round.
Yeah, you know, right now we got the guys that are next week are Ron Hill and Frank Newsom. And like I said, you know, those are two of the guys that I put in with my six, and there were two of the guys coming into the competition in the rankings, how we ranked them. So, you know, not only this week, next week is just going to be even better.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. And I'll tell you what, next week is even more heated because now you've got the top veteran fighters going against each other. And then you've got, who are we going down there with
this
now?
This is Kevin Pitts. This is a young kid. This kid's really handy. Watch this kid work. He's smooth. He doesn't panic. He steps through, waits on his bull. Look at him. He's just dressing his bull up, being slow. He's got a lot of action. So what Kevin's got to do is slow down like he is, let this bull calm down a little bit, get this bull cornered up. He's got a good bullfight going on. There you go. Good fake. Cross this bull up. He's gonna try to get after this bull. This bull left him to hit the barrel. Kevin's going to try to stick up with him, kick him around. There you go. Kevin's got a good bullfight going. Good step through. He's got him cornered up, and the barrel's kind of distracting the bull right now. The barrel's up on the fence now, so that's good. He's going to try to get a good sell right here. He needs to come on so he can get a good sell.
All right. Well, we're going to see what the judges have to say for Kevin down there. But, it really looked like he was almost faster than the bull was. And when something like that happens, you almost have to slow down to that bull.
That bull, you know, when he came out, had a lot of action in his back end, some action in his front end. Kevin kind of stood a little faster than he wanted, I think. But once he figured out that bull had a lot of action, you notice Kevin started slowing down, squaring up the bull, and stepping into his shoulder tighter so that bull could stay hooked to him. His bull was a little weaker than the ones that we've seen so far. Kevin did a good job keeping control of the fight and keeping with his bull.
He really did. 79 points for Kevin.
You know, that was nothing on Kevin's fault.
No.
It was a 79-point bull. Kevin beat his bull. He did what he could. He beat his bull. So in my mind, he won his bull fight. So now we just got to see what the guy in his pen's going to do. We're talking about my good buddy, my traveling partner, my protection partner, Andy Burrell. And this guy right here, like I said, it's like going to a magic. You're not sure what you're going to see. This guy's older than me. You never know what you're going to see with him. This guy is a daredevil. Trained so hard for this event. This event meant so much to him. He's ready to go 110%. 60 seconds pause. We're going to be really good right now.
All right. Steve Burrell from Oklahoma.
If I had a guess, I'd be saying that he's probably going to flat foot his bull right here.
All right, there he goes.
Here he goes. He's going to jump it right out of there.
Nice jump.
Very nice.
That's our first
this bull
one
right
out.
Here, I can tell he's a young bull. He's got a lot of kick, and he's going to slow down right here. Throw him a good fake. Yes. Now what he needs to do when he throws a fake, he needs to drive into his shoulder because this bull's going to start leaving him. Now the bull's checking up and hooking up with him. Good reverse. There he goes. He's dropping into that shoulder, that safety pocket right there, staying close to the bull. Nice step through. He's looking really good on this bull. Good. He's getting a little lined out there. Reverse. And he's noticed the reverses. Nice fake. Good step through. Hold his bull fight. Just won the round right there.
I'll tell you what, that was one heck of a good bull fight. And first one we've seen tonight actually come out and jumped the bull. Was able to clear him. That was a great performance. The bull kind of drifted away. You know, Andy was able to turn around, get his attention, bring him back. And then those step throughs and those reverses were real well. They
Andy,
worked out good. That was a good bullfight.
Andy's kind of come up in the era of, you know, Frank Newsom and Rob Smith and that. These older guys are going to bring to the table. And he's no rookie here. And like I said, you never know what Andy's going to do. He's solid and he's tough and he worked that bull.
87 points. Wally's going to take down three. That match up there. Kevin, unfortunately, you know, had a slower bull. He did the job that was needed or that he needed to with the bull that he had. Unfortunately, that's part of the deal. You see the rodeos all over the place, but rodeo fans want y'all to tune in. That's going to be our first three matchups that we have. Now, we're going to take another short break and let y'all listen to some rodeo music. We're going to kick things back with the second round coming back up. Still got six more bullfighters, including some of the best in the business. The rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with MakingA.com, and we'll be right back.
This is JoJo Sullivan. Check me out on MakingA.com.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy.
Came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top.
Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair, said the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Well, it's all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. Once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey since the sun went down. Be hey when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
Oh. That's
gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey since the sun went down. Be hey when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit
this is Ross Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smith's Invitational. Be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wasey Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we are broadcasting live from the South Point Arena and Casino. This is the Thunder Equa Games. And let me tell you, they have got some great matchup. We got the mounted shooting going on right now. Going to break things down. We'll have everything posted. It's also on ThunderEquaGames.com. And actually, if you tune over now, rodeo fans, you will be able to watch the live broadcast. That's right. They do have it live on ThunderEquaGames.com. But let me tell you, we have had a first-round matchup that is one for the record books. We got Ross Hill leading the overall event with a score of 90 points. We got Frank Newsom, who was able to beat out Jesse Tennant with a score of 87, and Andy Burrell beat out Kevin Pritch with a score of 87 as well. Let me tell you, these guys are getting it on. And we still got six more bullfighters left to go. We got guys like Wasey Munsell. We got guys like Lance Britton, some of the top-ranked guys. We've got some of the young guns like Evan Auer down there. And these guys are looking to bring up the matchup. Rodeo fans, we're going to take another break. Break down some more rodeo songs. Y'all stay tuned to MakingEight.com. We'll be right back.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it, or it burns a hole down in them jeans. it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike and boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. He's got a simple solution, just about anything.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Tricked out to Buckle. I put my life on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly the shine. I'm gonna buckle white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stoned and stoned, I've been bucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I'm gonna not hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots for Rocky, damn right I'm cocky. Feel full tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice the Bud Light, not at the gate man. Down in the well, all away from my hand. I'm gonna ride, do I draw from night moves to big bucks. Call Tegan Sale on that and tell her bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half on scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some brass on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear a mossy oak, I hunt with Bo-Tec. I rent a free perk, got me a Branson. A big tractor, fear is no factor. Call me on Air Mobile, cause I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby, one hell of a ride. I'm a ride on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly the shine. I'm gon' bust a white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stoned and stoned, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. The toughest sport on dirt, my middle name is Hurt. But still I rouse on the glove, rodeo is my love. Drawing neon nights are just a dream of fine. Swerving for 8 seconds, all this on my mind. Getting hung up and booked, that's just part of the deal. We got them dicky bullfighters and they harder to steal. This is real as it gets, I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with the U.S. Army. Calling the prize if you're needing a ride. PBR9.com will get you inside. So you can see the greatest show on dirt. Put your stepping on with your crippled green shirt. This is real as it gets, thank you to Rob Smith. Much love to Crabtree from all of the PB. Oh, you a star that's still gonna shine. And every night these cowboys gon' lay it on the line. Come on, I'm like I'm the line. 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly the shine. I'm gon' walk with white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and stoned, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to MakingEight.com, and we're bringing the action to you live. It's the Thunder Echo Games from the South Point Casino. And let me tell you, these guys down here are putting on one heck of a good show. We've had the opportunity to see a little mounted shooting. They're getting ready to turn things over into the team saddle bronc riding, or the team bareback riding. So we're going to have an opportunity to see that here shortly. But, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned with us. We're going to let y'all know what's going on with the bullfighting. We still have 6 more bullfighters to go in round 1. So y'all stay tuned. That's right. To MakingEight.com, we'll return.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Hey! 'cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite.
Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smith's Invitational, be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wasey Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smith Show on Making8.com.
That's it.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big rate, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. And then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're
sounding like a superstar.
You're
like a superstar,
baby.
And the crowd goes
wild.
Park Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Thunder Equa game. And we just wrapped up the professional team bronc riding. And let me tell you, what a great matchup. Just to let you fans know what's going on, they bring in six broncs. They've got six teams. You've got three men per team. You've got one on the rope. You've got another one holding the bronc. And you've got another one that puts the saddle on. Now, the one that puts the saddle on has to turn around and get on the horse and ride him around the arena for the score. They've got a 10-minute time limit, and then the winner will advance to the next round. And they had launched two teams out. They just wrapped that up, rodeo fans. Looks like they're going to break things down and get going with the barrel racing, which will be coming up right after this. But let me tell you, having a lot of fun down here. If you want to see it, you can watch it live on ThunderEquiGames.com. We do have a link on our website. You can go to MakingEight.com and tune in and watch it live. We also have DVDs and things like that over there for sale that you can go through on Thunder Equa Games to pick it up. I'm telling you, you're not missing. You are definitely, it's going to be worth the money. So, rodeo fans, make sure you get on down there and check that out. We're going to slide on down, play a couple more rodeo songs, rodeo fans. MakingEight.com live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open the winter.
$100 smoking in my bed. 107, we were heading to town. She had her sleeves rolled up and the windows rolled down. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Robert Earl was singing out the fucking song. With every word the king was bringing, she was singing along. That girl is a cowboy, and sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. Well, I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. So I took her out the shore, have a rope and ride. Can't believe that it was me that wound a broken tie. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. So that night, well, I decided we should paint the town. I made it home, although I really don't remember how. Ooh, that girl is a cowboy. Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. When I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboy. God. Man, she's something when she's one of the boys, but something else anytime she's not. Sometimes the best cowboy ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to MakingEight.com live from the Thunder Equa Games at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're getting ready to break things down with some barrel racing action. That's why you heard it. That's right. That girl ain't a cowboy at all. So we're going to break things down, get ready for some bullfighting action coming your way. We still got six more fighters left, some of the top in the business here to get it on at the South Point Casino. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a couple more minutes, and we'll be right back.
Around. wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there or be square.
This is Ross Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smets Invitational. Be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wacy Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
Thank you. won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, soft, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I'm wrong. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stopped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Thing a step in the ring is bodacious.
Rodeo fans, that's right. Live from the South Point Casino, it is the Thunder Echo Games right here on MakingA.com. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully you've been entertained a little bit during our intermission period. We just got done doing some barrel racing down here. They're trying to clear the arena. They got to put the panels back up. We still got six more bullfighters left to go. And let me tell you, got to thank Rob Smets and all his sponsors for allowing us the opportunity to come down here and broadcast live. You know, without BBRB Bucking Bulls and Rob Smets, this whole deal wouldn't be going on for MakingA.com. So definitely want to thank them. You know, we're going to take the opportunity to really thank everybody that's been a part of Making 8. We know the fans out there are getting fired up, and we certainly appreciate it. This is what it's all about right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're having a great time. Look forward to getting back home tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting from Port Charlotte with the other SSBR, bringing all the action to you live there. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned to MakingA.com. We got a lot of rodeo. And then we're going to be back out here in Las Vegas next Saturday for our grand finale. This is going to be round two with six bullfighters going heads to head. They're going to turn around and then cut it down to three. That matchup is going to be three bullfighters for the money. That's where the paychecks are going to come in. And right now, Ross Hill is going to be the overall leader with 90. We got Frank Newsom and Andy Burrell and, sitting in second place with a score of 87. So those guys right there are going to be the ones that we're going to see. And we're going to find out who the other three bullfighters are. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned while they work on getting this panel set back up. We're going to break it back down, bring you some more bullfighting action on MakingA.com.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingA.com.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris LeDoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Yeah. The time don't fly when you're on the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything's faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Hang on, yeah. take a breath. They just try to keep up the pace. Chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, 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 a lot of Steve songs. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. And stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. A precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of Steve sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. We're live from the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Thunder Equa game. And let me tell you, we're getting ready to start this thing off. We had some first round action down there. We had Ralph Hill, who's actually sitting up here in the broadcast booth with us. Comes out with a score of 90. We got Frank Newsom with a score of 87, and followed by Andy Burrell with a score of 87 as well. So, Dusty, what did you think overall of that performance, man?
Right now, you know, we had a good first set. Like I said, we got Hill, we got Newsom, and we got Braille for the final next weekend. Now we're fixing to see what in this set gets to come back. Looks like we're going to kick it off with Mike Matt right now.
Hey, right now, the last section here, we're looking at the ultimate matchup. Wasey Muscle and Court Hunt. Dusty, do you have a clue which way that's going to go? Lance Britton, Evan Allard, do you have a clue which way that's going to go?
No, it's basically going to come down to fighting. The Bulls are going to be good, you know, so these guys are going to have to bring it to the table. Who wants to go for the finals for 17,000 next week in the most is how this next three matches be determined.
Anyway, this is good watching. Matt Myatt calling for a black. He's coming. Got a little kick to him. Perfect first step. Oh, this move's going to work.
Oh, yeah. Just through, dressing him up real nice. Oh! Find out there, but
get him a bump, and he's in there.
Yeah, there
that's points. That's points. All right, nice job with the left step through. Mike Matt telling him up. He's looking at around. 1, 2, 3. Mike Matt with the perfect through.
There you go, man. Like I said.
Oh, it's every day. He lines him out.
String with Mike Matt. You know, he's a veteran. He's a four-time world champion. He's going to set this bowl up. He's going to game plan. Bunch, he's not going to set anything up. He's going to go for it. He's going to throw him with another fake. He's going to square up. Hit him again right there. Step through. He's got a good bullfight going. He's getting a little lined out.
Sell it. Give him 40 seconds. Mike Matt will throw the hat. This guy here puts a good enough full fight on from 0 to 40. He don't need the barrel, man. Robbie Hodges just took a lick. Coming back, Robbie. Go get him, boy.
Thing with Mike, like you're saying, you know, he's a four-time champ. He knows the game. He's going to go in. Good as he did 10 years ago. He was solid. He worked his bull.
Make Toby win it.
He's going to make these guys in this next round step it up. Just because he hasn't put on his freestyle cleats in 3 or 4 years or whatever it be, it doesn't mean that he forgot it or he forgot about it.
Nor Frank Newsom, nor Lance Britton. And I'm going to tell you something. Court Hunt is coming in here on fire.
Court Hunt is... He got back from hunting camp, so I don't know what the beard is, but...
I like the beard.
You know, it is good. It's something different. I ran into the other day and didn't know who it was.
I've been trying to rock mine. I look like Joe Dirt.
86.
Solid. Solid as it comes. Mike Matt had an awesome fake there. Awesome fight. Put about 10 step-throughs, 10 fakes in there. Got lined out twice right around that corner both times. Points, guys.
Yeah, like you said, he put on a good bullfight. He's a veteran. Now the guy in his round, Toby, you know, he's going to have to step it up. But the thing with Toby, Toby's kind of unpredictable. You know, Ross, you know, he's kind of got his own style. He gets bumped a little more than some of his likes. But the thing with Toby, he's tough, and he's going to bring the fight.
I see a backflip coming right here. He's nervous. He's about to throw up. This guy, when he gets in the throw-up form, he's ready.
Oh, yeah. Like you said... I don't know about the backflip, but Toby's gonna get vertical on his bullfight.
Yeah, you're right. I can't call the backflip, but it hasn't been done yet. The judges might not be so high on it, so maybe no.
It just depends, you know. And I mean,
all right, we got the bull out.
We got two
old relief
judges. We got Doug Frazzani and Miles Harris. Old school. So, you know, if you get wiped out doing it, they're probably not too much. But if you make it look good. It's something they haven't seen a lot of, so they're going to be like, that is cool.
It's Hail Mary. Dusty, if you was in this position sitting having to beat 86, you do it.
Well, it would depend on my bow, for one. If I knew I had a bow I could do it on, just depending on
okay.
how I felt.
You're looking at Toby's bow. Tell me what you think.
Right now it's an 86. I don't know if I'd do the back, but I would definitely something up that. Shocking all everybody, and I would be going to be 90.
Well,
Mike Matt.
The reason you don't need a backflip is because you don't need the backflip.
All right, here we are. Toby Inman, tall guy.
All right, we got a little black Mexican with skirt horns. I want to point out something. Toby is good in front of these folks to get close, bumps. I give it to bumps him a time or two and lands everyone. Jumping him. He's jumping him. No, he isn't.
Oh, look at this. We got a little bull, like you said, coming out. Got a lot of action.
Oh,
Toby,
man.
Toby's dressing this.
Oh, man. Mike Matt sit through.
There he goes.
Oh, no. That's all right. Lands it.
That's all right.
Lands it. Now the jump.
There it is.
There he is. There's the bump. You know, he's gifted with on the feet. I don't understand it. I can never hit like that.
Toby, every against him. He's got tremendous balance, and this guy knows the game. You know, he's tough and solid. He's going to get vertical. Just flat tough.
That's
his
second
jump.
Ladies and gentlemen, he just jumped him twice. He hit
him
with the back bait, but not like me.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to sit in there for a second. He just hit him with the back bait. Good sell.
Good job, Toby. Hey, it's a toss-up. It is a toss-up. It may be. You know, the hookings is the only thing that may set him back.
You're right. And
84 points prediction, 85.
I'm going to say it's a point, win or lose. It's going to be 85 or 86.
Holy moly.
He's got tremendous talent. He can afford to get bumped.
Guys,
you know,
that was awesome.
I don't, for my sake, I like not getting bumped. Just then that can take you off your game.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was 87 points. Mike Matt will not be here next
Holy
week.
Holy moly.
This was one of the toughest rounds that we've seen tonight. Tell us about it.
I want to tell you something. That's not the only toughest round coming up. The next two rounds are the rounds. I don't know who to pick, who to look for, who to look at. Everybody next is coming. It's great. Toby Inman just made his maker. Guarantee if he hit that many times against me, he will not win.
Oh, we got a little trash talking already. We're a week away from the finals and Rob Sorry talking. All right, I want to tell you about this kid. This kid is Evan Hart. He's from Oklahoma. This kid has lit the world on fire. He's young. He's starting to get bullfights under him. This kid's talented. Watch this kid. He's got a little red bull, kind of got a little up horn curled to the bull horn. He calls for him.
All right, I caught this kid way too much, way too early. He's been beating me since I started fighting with him. All right, he's going to slow down right here and work these back fakes. Evan, slow down and work here. All right, he hits the barrel. This is not good for points.
No, this is his fight. The bull's against the barrel. Now he's back.
Now,
with
here's where experience and Evan doesn't have the experience here. All right, Evan's looking good, but he's nervous. I can tell. He's running nervous.
Right there. Wide, like you said. Now, there you go.
He's
all right,
squares up.
Hit the fake. Not enough. Yeah, the bull's and he's just going to have to back the fake and drive into that shoulder.
Dusty, you know good and well. Once them bulls back off with the barrel. He made the jump, guys. He made the jump.
Yeah.
He stole it.
There you go.
I hate to say it, but it's not going to be enough to beat Lance Britton.
No, like you said, you know, Lance Britton, the world champion, true veteran. This guy's an athlete. Evan is a young kid coming into one of his first big events with that kind of money. Kind of got a little confused, it looked like. The bull kind of cut him towards the end. We got a little slower, and Evan was too worried about getting his distance square enough. Just forgot about it. Dropped into his shoulder, but he got a good sell with the jump. I'm just going to sort it out now.
All right. I'm going to say Evan was 82 points.
I'm going to give him 83.
Yeah, he's probably 84.
Boy, we go. What do we got here? Let's see.
We have not got a score here. Look, I want to point out one more thing. Evan Allard, being a young kid. Guys, this guy has not been fighting bulls for years. I mean, that's extent. I mean, I was 2 years into my bull career. I'd never imagined being in Las Vegas against Lance Britton. 84.
There you go.
Okay, if I get second guesses, that counts, right?
That was a good fight, you know, a little 84, but like you said, Mike, or not Mike, but we got Lance Britton coming up, true world champion. This guy is known for his flat foot jump. He calls for a bull right out of the gate. This is going to be great watching. Lance is an athlete all the way around. He can any kind of sport, pro baseball, football, basketball, you know, and he's solid. I'm really excited to watch Lance. He's from up in my country, a couple northern boys. I'm pushing for my northern boys.
Yes, I definitely got a thumbs up for Lance here. He is his game zone. This guy has been on, guys. He quit smoking cigarettes for a year ago. He is ready to roll. Here's what I want to talk about. I bet you $1 to a donut, he jumps this bull right out here.
Oh, I know he's going to jump him.
Cool.
I grew up with him. He's one of the guys I looked up to. Guy right here. He's got his game face on, like you said. And the thing that I love the most about Lance Britton is watch how many steps he takes in this bullfight. He's not going to move out of 10-foot circle unless it's full even.
Amen. I tell you what, as a mentor in 1999, here he is. He calls for him.
Oh, didn't have the bull.
The bull clicks down the fence. He's going to get him something. The bull's kicking a little too much. Lance's going to slow up and work him.
There you go.
All right, I hate to say it, but Lance's going to get a rebound here.
Yeah. Thing with Lance, like you said, he's blown up. This bull is not wanting to.
Yeah, he's trying to do all he can do here.
He's dressing him up. What he right now, the bull's not wanting to give him.
He's just letting him have him. Y'all, Lance just stopped right in front of this bull and said, please. catch me.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Lance's doing good, though.
He's overpowering his bull by 3 points
right
now. His bull's tongue dragging.
Woo!
Oh, nice.
Driving back on the shoulder. Lance is probably going to leave his bull here in a second and get a good jump out of him to get a good sell.
No, he's going to leave him.
The bull's back.
Here he is. Here he is.
He's going to do it.
Line him up. Line him up with a refight. He's going to jump him.
Good.
Lance Brenton just worked snot out of this bull. He's dragging his tongue. He's got snot all over his face. This bull had more than he could handle.
Yeah. Bull didn't know what he drew into. You know what? Lance is an athlete. The bull come out.
Robbie Hodges just makes a dash for the fence. Now, how he made it over, I haven't a clue. Is he running for a beer?
Yeah, probably. That's Robbie for you. There, though, like you said, he didn't have the bull. Let the judge.
You know, me and Dusty, we're talking an awful lot over here, and you're itching to say something. Guys, I'm going to pass the mic for Scott. He wants to put in here.
I'll tell you, thanks a lot, Ross. But you know what? You guys are the ones that are all the bullfighters, man. You guys know about the sport. This is great to have you guys down here bringing it to us and bringing it to all the fans down there. But, you know, one thing I've noticed with the during the competition, if the bull has a tendency to get into the barrel a lot, what we saw with Frank Newsom when he was on the barrel was he was controlling that bull with the barrel. And what I've noticed is that it kind of hurts the bullfighters out there when the bull turns around and just starts going at the barrel.
Well, here's the deal. You know, with this set of young bulls, they don't have many outs on them. For like myself and Ross, what we like to do is we don't use the barrel a lot anyways unless we're going to sell a bullfight. And they just announced, Lance was 85. He wins his round. But going back to the barrel talk, you know, guys like me, Ross, and Andy, we'll get that barrel out of the way so that young bull doesn't get distracted when he leaves us. What some of these younger guys are making a mistake on is not telling that barrel man where to go right now. So when that bull leaves them, they see something out in the open. That barrel, and then there's 5 seconds of your bullfight. Frank, on the other hand, Frank got his bull in the corner, made a good bullfight, bull to the bull on his game plan, set the barrel down on the barrel, away from the barrel, got a good bull, and that's how you work a bull.
Yeah, you're right. I'll tell you what, Dusty, they're getting ready to break down. We just got the score from Lance, 85 points. Well, great job for him, but we're going to turn it back over to let you and Ross on the show.
All right, I got something right now before we get this last set off with Wasted Muscle Hunt, Ross. You know what? I'm young. I'm a new school. I'm a new school right here. I got to go with my boy Wasted Muscle. This kid is a tremendous athlete. He's one of the best freestyle bullfighters I've ever seen in my life. And he's representing the purple jersey with my best buddy Cannon, Blood Purple.
That's
so he's
awesome.
Going to put a bullfight.
I love Wasted Muscle here. He started a one horn. Oh, what a nut. He's got the bull that day, but he has the bull, and he is making perfect ground. Bull is a 22-pointer. I want to say that Wasey is on his game.
Look at him, Ross. He is making him up.
This is the best bull fight. This is the best bull fight Wasey Muscle has ever fought in my eyes.
Yeah.
Get off the fence, Wasey. Get off the fence.
He's pouring up this bull. He's fixing him up. Step through. He's fixing to be free, Ross.
Awesome.
92 points right now.
I'll give him 91 just because I don't want him to be too far over me.
All right.
What a fight to sell it. All right, I want to say right now, Wasted Muscle just showed out. Wasted Muscle just put the bullfighter in his life home.
What I'm going to say right now, no way like I do. Salinas, we go to Ada together, we go to all these big bullfights, and we've seen the kind of guy that Wasted Muscle can fight bulls. And the last couple events, you know, he's been kind of up and down. Now all of a sudden, that's the Wasted Muscle we know.
No doubt. Look, Wasted Muscle, thumbs up from the booth, baby. That was awesome. I want to say something about Court Hunt right here. This man has got his beard, and he is ready.
Oh,
he come in here with his guns on. I'm going to say that Court Hunt is fixing to show out.
Oh, 92 points.
Nice
Thank
work,
you.
Dusty.
He was
nice
awesome.
Work, Dusty.
He was good.
Nice work, Dusty. Good job. Good job.
Good job.
good job. That was awesome. Court Hunt fixing to call for his bull. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your fingers crossed. It's an old school cowboy, and he is here. He has got a bull that did not even run out of the chute. That's fast. He cannot be 92 on this bull. All right, he needs a refight. I hate to say it, but Court deserves a refight already.
Oh, I don't
He's
know.
He's ahead.
Kind of pushing him.
Stop, Court. Go, Court.
He needs to slow down. Brad, get back into his shoulder.
Refight. I'm going to cry if he don't get a refight.
He might be working into a refight right now.
Court is giving this bull all he's got. The bull is hot. Bull is a good bull, but he's bigger. He's a bigger bull, and he just knows the game. I mean, he says, hey, can
bull,
I hook you? No.
If the bull really weakened right here at the end, it'll be interesting to see what the judges do here. Right now, I'd give him a refight. The bull has quit him. 40 seconds is up. He needs a refight.
We're looking at the most of this bullfight right here.
Yep.
We're gonna say there's two things that can keep Court Hunt in here. A young calf is gonna be nuts on wild. That's the only thing that's gonna beat Wasty Muscle today.
You're right.
I want to say once again, Wasty Muscle just fought the best freestyle bull I've ever seen him make.
Yeah, man. Like you said, Wasty Muscle, we've been to so many events.
You know what's
together.
Scary? If he rode with me.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this, Ross. Another thing that's scary is right now, it's looking like you, Steve Burrell, Lance Fritz, Frank Newsom,
Wasty
Muscle, and who else won that round?
Toby Inman.
That six guys right there, and that's one of the rankest short rounds I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. I'm going to say that I'm a little bit scared, but at the same time, all I can do is fight my bullets. I love it to have this caliber of competition. Me and Dusty, we went down the road as rookies and in the top dogs.
Yep.
And that ain't like, you know, Rob and Doug and Lance and Court, they all had to be the underdog at one time. You know, so
well,
I almost feel the underdog coming in there.
Well, you know what, like you said, it's an underdog, you just got to kind of see how it plays out. Like I was saying earlier, the young guy, you know, it's not just the new guys that are freestyling right now. It's not just the old guys. The mixture.
Awesome. Me and Dustin. More than once about fighting against Frank Newsom and Rob Smith, Lance Britton, to work with these guys. Court Hunt, Lance Britton, we still see these guys around. Newsom on the PBR.
Yeah.
But come on, guys. We had these guys interrupt at the freestyle match.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it ain't every day that you have a guy come out of retirement and say, hey, I want to fight the meanest son of a buck to ever run on dirt.
Exactly.
You know, this is what I want to do. These guys here, Frank, Lance, not doing it because they need the money. They're doing it because they want the money.
There you go. Exactly. And, you know, Rob brought together this great event with the Echo Games. All points. Being the top bullfighters in the world to compete for a lot of money because, you know, this is a great event. Entertainment factor's high. We got a great crowd. And somebody's going to walk away with a big victory.
We're looking at over, I would give it a, when we first start this show, half the building filled up. Maybe two.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something, guys. There's more people here that didn't make it because of the time factor, because of the NFR starting.
Yeah.
But I guarantee it, a couple of years to come, this building will be hard to get into.
Oh,
there was a line from the escalator to the front door.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, Rob is trying to build freestyle up again. And having an event like this and bringing it during the NFR at the South Point here, one of the best casinos in Las Vegas. To be able to showcase the kind of talent that we got right here.
Guys.
It's going to grow. This is the building block for a new building.
Yeah, that ain't no kidding. Another thing I want to point out right quick, they just run a hot Mexican in here. Court Hunt, if he's ever been in shape, it's today. He's over here getting ready right now. He's got his vest taken off. He took a little breather.
Oh, yeah.
Myself, the refights to me are always almost easier because I got the jitters out of the way.
Like you said, you know, after you get a refight, you know, you don't want a refight, but if you get one, like you said, you're a little relaxed.
Right,
you got one around you, you're a little looser, you know the sound, you got your breather, smooth in you, you're ready to go. And this is where champions are made. If you can go and fight one bullfight for 70 seconds and turn around and have a bull that's hotter and
right.
go in 92. This is going to make the determining factor if Port's going to come and win this is how well he prepared for this event on the offseason.
I want to say something. I am a living proof, and that's hanging out with Kurt just a little bit this week,
yeah.
that this guy is in shape. He's
good.
Ready to roll.
Yo,
I want to say something about the little short, fat leprechaun. That big, crazy muscle. This guy was awesome today, man. He,
yeah.
If anybody topped the bullfight, it was Wasty Muscle. All right. Look, guys, we're going to straight back over to just for a second. I'm going to take a drink. I'm going to take a breather. I'm running out of words, and I'm ready to see this last bullfight. Scott, give us some words of wisdom.
All right. Thanks again there, Ross. I want to let y'all rodeo fans know that we do have round two coming up next Saturday. Now, I know Ross and Dusty have been sitting here talking about it and, you know, some of these matchups that are going to be set. But before we do, we got Core Hunt. Now, this is the first time I've actually had an opportunity, Dusty, restate. What was it that you saw that really gave them that opportunity?
Well, right out of the box, like Ross was saying earlier, the bull's a little older, a little smarter bull, didn't really gas out of the chute like the bull. The bull and him kind of got some rounds started. I wasn't quite sure if the bull was going to stay, so I wasn't sure yet. And then once that bull kind of pushed the port out a little bit, and port ducked back in that shoulder, that bull didn't want nothing to do with him. Bull was worn out. Port was there to get have to prepare for another bullfight, and that's why he got a refight. When a bull can't compete, there isn't an even shot where you can keep in your round or run event. That's when the judges look at each other and say, "Hey, refight or no."
Okay.
And in this scenario, refight. With this kind of money, you got to have that because 17,000 to the winner, and so you. That's why we got some of the best judges in the world right now because this is a lot of money up for grabs.
You're right. The most for any bullfighting, any single competition here, so they definitely deserve it. We're going to hand it back over here to Ross here in just a second. Now, I know after Hunt's off, he's going to have to make his way back out there in the arena right away. But we want him to put all this action with Dusty down here. The excitement has been great. The fans back home are sending us emails saying they love the show, and we appreciate you guys jumping on here with us. So we're going to turn it back over to Ross for this final fight.
All right, guys.
Here we go.
Pleasure to be here, Scott. Thank you so much, man. Done so much to the rodeo world. We look forward to this deal growing on the radio just as well as this deal growing in the bullfight. I feel like I'm juggling two good eggs here. All right, Kurt Hunt stepping up to the plate, guys. He's got his best on. He's strapped. He's in green. I'm looking forward to a 90 or plus.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Line him. Woo-hoo. Right out of there. Kurt gives him a good right fake. He's going to turn around. This ball's enough to win the bullfight. If he can check him.
He's got to drive
him.
He's got a hold of him. His
bull's
got a lot of gas.
There he is.
Here it is.
All right, guys. It's a maker of all makes. Court's going to get him. If Court would change directions, Court.
Court's kind of got caught flat-footed there.
You know what? He went to give him that left, and he knew it. And that bull just turned on him a little quicker, and he wanted that left-hand fake. Chop, chop, chop. Left-hand stab. That's perfect.
Court's laid down.
I want to say that I think.
Alright. Oh, here we go. He's working on the barrel.
Get a hand on him. He's going to take the fight out of this bull right here where he really needs to be working him on the ground.
Yeah.
92 points, guys. I don't care who you are. It is up to beat.
And I hate to say this, but Waste Muscle got this round.
Yeah, it's sewed up.
Court just started a good bullfight, had some scepters, had some good fake. Bull kind of caught him in an awkward moment, kind of knocked his wind out of his sails. Court the barrel a little bit, stole the bullfight.
I want to say that Court's a veteran. Court knows the bullfight world. He knows what's going on here. He knows he can have the bullfight to win this deal. So why go out and sell it with a jump and just maybe set himself up for not working as well the first of the year? You know, Court's got a bunch of good rodeos. I'm going to say he played it safe right here, and it's going to be 85 points.
I'm going to have to go a little lower. I'm going to go 81. Cut it down the middle.
Dusty Tuckness, man, it was such an honor to have you here.
All
ladies
right.
and gentlemen. gentlemen, we're talking about the Dusty Tuckness. He's working in NFR this year. He is going to be seen at NFR many, many years to come.
There you go.
My good friend, we appreciate you, Dusty. Thank you.
Hey. I'm just going to do a little quick run through the scores of the 12 Bullfighter. Round 1 was 82 and 90. Casey Franken was 82. Rock Hill was 90. Round 2, Jesse Penn at 70 points. Frank Newsom, 87 points. Round 3, Kevin Pitt, 79 points. Andy Burrell, 87 points. Round 4, Mike Matt, 86 points. Kobe Inman, 87. Evan Aldred, 84. Evan Pitt, 85. And to kick it off, the high point bullfight of the night goes to Wesley Munson from Eureka, Kansas, with the 92-point bullfight. And Kurt Hunt was 83 points. Thanks, everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dusty. Certainly appreciate you jumping on here with us, and we definitely look forward to having you back on here next week, our final round.
Yeah.
We know that you've got a big week in store for you, though, man, and we want to wish you the best of luck out there this week. Just tear it up, man. Go out and have fun. I know that you were kind of chomping at the bit because you wish you could be out there in that arena today, but the rodeo fans at home are going to get to see you on ESPN tonight at the Wrangler National Finals, and we definitely want to wish you the best of luck out there this week.
Thanks for having me, Scott. It was a great event. We just witnessed the 2009 Equitrans Freestyle Bullfight, and I'm looking forward to Saturday.
All right, man. Well, until Saturday, buddy, good luck. Ride hard, and we'll see you down there on the road.
All right, everybody, be blessed.
All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Dusty Tuckness. And, got to thank Ross Hill for jumping up in here with him. You know, the excitement that we saw down here today, hopefully you were able to get back out at home, rodeo fans. Want to remind you, next Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be live right back here at the South Point Casino and the Thunder Echo Games for round 2. So we're going to bring you all that action. We'll be back up here with Dusty Tuckness. Y'all hang tight, rodeo fans. We're going to be breaking it down tomorrow night at Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding. So until next week, or until tomorrow, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip, get explosives with MakingA.com.
Hi, this is World Champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to MakingA.com. Be there, be square.
Bye. hurting on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his troughs clear, got him standing for my hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South.